All right, hello and welcome back, everybody, to episode 7. We're talking about the live letter 89, I believe it is. That's what it's saying on the screenshots that I'm looking at here. A little late to this party. Totally missed that this was even happening. Been caught up in my own little world lately. But the whole point, let's see, when was this? It was the end of October, and I just had my head, I was up to my eyeballs and stuff for my tabletop. I'm sure you guys have heard enough about that for the time being. Anywho, I was gonna have Keaton on here, or at least a couple other people. I think everybody else was busy. Keaton's having internet issues, so it's just gonna be me. Anywho, welcome back to Echo Chamber, brought to you by my lovely patrons. Go on, check out the Patreon at some point. I'd always appreciate your support. Get early access to videos, exclusive access to director's cuts, the Discord, and when we get around to them, the your own Nest avatar, or your character drawn in the Nest avatar style. We're very far behind on that, but if you're willing to wait a long time, they will happen. So anyway, aside from all that, I was not up to date with keeping up on when this was happening, so I didn't do anything at the day of, or even the week of. We're pretty late in the... Well, 1 week late. That's okay. And, how many times am I going to say, through this? I was editing the last... there we go again. The last week's or 2 weeks ago podcast, and it was just... I was driving myself crazy. I'm going to try not to do it as much and survive my son being extremely agitated right now. What was I going to say? I wanted to go through this. I didn't realize it was happening, and then I missed it. And then people have been asking me. That's the whole thing. Why do this late anyway? Because people have been asking me. Geez, it took me how long to get around to that? 4 minutes? Good grief, dude. Anywho, let's just go through it. I want to start out. I have a few notes at least. I came somewhat prepared. And of course, we have chat here with me. If I miss things to help clarify, unfortunately, my reading comprehension is absolutely abysmal. I'm doing my best though. So starting off, first, the best thing about this, I would say, is that Savage is delayed until January 6th. So next year after the holidays, that takes such a burden off of us. And I'm really glad that they did consider us over here across the pond, as it were, so that we don't have to have that conversation, because it's always the talk. And I think some people still expect us to do stuff like, oh yeah, you're gonna go in on content, right? You're gonna tackle the new raid. It's like, bro, we've got families, we got stuff to do over the holidays. There's no way we're organizing it. Normally I call the whole month, basically. I think we're going to be able to do the first part. We'll still do the normal modes. The video, I might be able to get the video out before the holidays. We'll see for the normal modes. And then, yeah, then we'll take the break for the holidays. And then we get to it. We get to it in the new year, which is perfect. So December 16th is when we're looking at this. And again, we normally don't get this announcement of date so early, but really happy that we do, because as they said, the intended purpose, we get to plan ahead a little bit and not freak out so much about what we're going to do, how to get everybody around. It is a scheduling nightmare usually. So like I said, normally just completely, it's just a wash. I don't bother, because even if everybody agrees initially, always something last minute comes up. And it's just the nature of the beast when it comes to family stuff and holidays and all that travel stuff. Nothing ever goes to plan. So moving on from that, we got MSQ stuff. Kind of looking forward to that. This is going to be our look into kind of what's coming for the next bit, or it looks like we're closing out, at least from the screenshots. I'm looking at the balance Discord on the live letter translations here. I did not watch the live letter myself because I don't understand enough Japanese to do that. Working on it, just not enough. Maybe at some point I'll use it as listening practice, but not today. Not anytime soon with everything going on. But it looks like we're still in Alexandria or someplace close. And then another area that is not necessarily Alexandria, or perhaps a different part of it. Maybe we're actually going to that shard. It would be interesting, since we have the key, we can do a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, I don't have a whole lot of speculation as to what we're going to be doing. I haven't paid too much attention. I'd like to see other... I guess it depends on if we're going to go see another game, right? Because that's usually the trend. Another shard is another game. What are we going to see? What still exists? I don't know what shards have actually been consumed. I forget. We had the Void, and then something else, I thought. Or maybe just the void was lost, and we saw that last time. But I'd like to see. Let's go into what I'd like to see. The other game that I've played is 10, way back when. It's the only other Final Fantasy I played for a long time. And so that would be kind of neat to see elements of that. I don't think we've seen 10 in other stuff. We've gotten like the Ronzo as a playable race, right? But that's about it. I would like to see that. Nothing necessarily. I want to see that version of Bahamut come back. I would love that. I want to be carried by that Bahamut. Final Fantasy X Bahamut is probably one of my favorite dragon designs. He's just such a bad... He's so cool, dude. So I'd love to see him actually be in the game. That'd be fantastic. But in any case, then we have more Hildebrand. I haven't actually caught up on that, I don't think. The Swole Tender with sunglasses is kind of neat, though. And then we got a new dungeon, yada, yada, yada. No big deal there. Phantom Train, though. I'm interested to... So actually, this kind of makes sense. Because I was going to say we've seen this in Omega. But Omega was all about simulations of places that he's been. Or like the manifestation of ideas from stories. I think. So similarly, how we had Halicarnassus as a dungeon boss early on in 2.0. Or it might have still been a 1.0. I don't know if it was a 1.0 dungeon. Wasn't around that time. Not cool enough, I guess. But then we also had Halicarnassus in the Omega series. So I think it was 03. It was a really fun fight. Good memories of that one. But now we have another. It's not the Doom Train, but it's the Hell on Rails. What else were we calling it? The Evil Thomas the Tank Engine. But it's something similar, at the very least. Or perhaps we've got a lot of lightning around. So maybe it's the train that... that is like possessed somehow, or it has a beast soul attached to it. Fiction is just another raid fight. Yeah. So either this, like the real Doom Train is being summoned, or the what it was based on, what Omega based that boss off of. I think it was 01. And or it's some sort of haywire possession of the train that we have, or the rails have been commandeered, because it does look like Yawatwe Station. Or whatever, however you say it. I think that's what it is. The place with the... I'm not going to bother. My brain is so foggy right now. I'm having a difficult time getting that. You know, I just want to reuse the train asset somehow. Maybe this time we get to suplex it, though. Maybe this time they actually let us do it. They were saying something about looking at the model to see for hints of combat. The only thing I can see on the screenshot provided is the side panels. Maybe it goes out a little bit more and you have to dodge them depending on how far it goes out, but it could just be straight attached. There's also teeth on the side as well as the face, the creepy old face in the front. So maybe something along the lines of getting eaten, depending on what mouth glows or something like that. That could be neat. So, and then going down to the Arcadian is the next thing. Oh, I should mention, this is probably not this one, but... once the patch hits, we're not going to have echo chambers anymore. I know it's going to be devastating for the five of you who are listening and watching this on YouTube. But Fridays are going to be taken up by our raids for the mount farms. So I'm going to be extremely busy for that whole period. Obviously, of course, holidays. But after the fact, until we get our totems, I'm going to be doing Monday through Friday content, and my wife is not going to be very happy with me. So she's very supportive, but at the same time, it's like my state is the only one of the only ones, us in Hawaii, I think, that don't do daylight savings. So now our usual raid time goes 1 hour later. So normally what I do to alleviate that is help her out an hour earlier. Like I stop work earlier, go and help her so that she's not just running around with her head cut off. And then I come in for bedtime, which not my favorite thing to do. Always makes winter kind of suck, but there's nothing I can do with people on the East Coast. Otherwise, it gets super late, I think, for them. And yeah, Reed actually has to work as a moderator when the patch hits. So sad. No, we'll be sure to make you regret it even more. I'm sure the bits are... There's so much potential for cursed content when we get into new raids. But the normal mode, I'm hoping, is going to be fine. Like I said over and over and over again, during this, what's it called, this expansion, the fight design has been unbelievable. It's fantastic. I've been super happy. It's made the combat tolerable. The mechanics keep us engaged. They've been difficult but interesting. The DPS checks have been like just enough to push us to be better and do well without like just being mind-numbingly difficult. So I like that. It's been a really good balance. This one, I don't know how it's going to pan out difficulty-wise. Usually they do go up, but it's like when we talk about things like Alexander or whatever. I know that was a weird time, but that was in reverse, where Creator was actually probably the easiest of the raid series. It could always happen, is what I'm saying. So I'm very interested. It looks like on this, it's a Reaper and Warrior weapons around the outside of the arena. I just like the Colosseum look. And it looks like we can fall off, which is fantastic. Always a big fan of that. And I'm wondering if one day they're going to bring back Titan mechanics where if you fall off, you're just dead. you disappear. I would appreciate a spectator cam, so that we're not just looking at the ground, our dead bodies the whole time. But it would kind of be neat if they balanced the fight around, if you fall off, you just die, kind of a thing. You can't come back. You have to full wipe. That might get annoying. That might get really old after a while. But at the same time, if there was like no DPS check and you just had to keep surviving the mechanics and stuff, probably wouldn't be very fun for the rest of the group if they get knocked off. I mean, original Titan and Leviathan, yeah, you know, fun times. It was a different era. I don't know if they could keep the fight fun while making it so permadeath is a thing, or even do it so that you have to open a portal or something to get the people back after they've fallen up. Like, you have to complete the mechanic successfully in order for a second chance. That could be part of the mechanic, and even have maybe some sack strats. I don't know, it's just throwing out random ideas at this point. So let's see. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looks like we have a red-haired Elizen. We've got a white-haired Elizen. Lots of Elizens in this patch or this preview. Maybe white and red. Maybe they're a duo. Who knows? And then yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. Not a whole lot to put. Not a lot to glean from. Right now, it says new character revealed early for people to plan cosplays, apparently. Sure, I guess. I suppose if people, I don't know how long the cosplay takes, but there should still be enough time. There's like 3 months, 4 months between when the fight actually comes out and the fan fest. So I don't know if a month early, a couple weeks early is going to make that big of a difference, but I'm not a cosplayer, so I don't know. Maybe they would. See, PF would get very mad if they if we had permadeath. Yeah. Oh, it would be an absolute storm. Yeah, and Deep Dungeon Revive Orbs. Yeah, going back to the design for normal mode, just falling off. See, we've got a new Unreal. I don't care too much about the Unreals. I like going back sometimes, but it's also when it releases with raid content for us, we don't have time to do anything else, which is like the biggest issue. So whenever we get asked, are you going to do this? You have to think to yourself, does it come out at the same time as raid content? Is it coming out while raid content is still going on? If the answer is yes, we're not doing it. We just can't. We don't have the time. We're not putting Prague on pause to do extra content. As much as I like doing extra content for you guys, it's just not in the cards. And I would really appreciate if they did Unreals where it just synced to your level. I don't know if they could figure that out, but all Unreals do is make more synced content for the next expansion. You know what I mean? So I'm not a fan of how they rehash the content this way. I like being able to go back and do content. I think it's great. Yes, I do like having my abilities and stuff, but it doesn't keep your abilities moving forward. If Unreal was its own thing that allowed you to just keep your abilities at max level, like you go into Sephiroth Unreal, I think it's at 90 now or 80 Sephiroth Unreal. So you're still synced. You don't have all your abilities, especially with the new stuff out. You're not going to have your full kit. You're not going to have your full rotation even, which is my biggest gripe. It's not just that we're sinking down, losing abilities. But it's the fact that there's no core rotation until way later for a lot of classes. I know some people like slowing down that much. I personally disagree, so that's my two cents on it. So yeah, I would be more excited about, one, if the new Unreals or Unreals at all in general had better loot or something to strive forward or grind towards or whatever, and if they allowed you to stay at max level of the current patch. Or you have to pick a level that you go to and then it syncs up to that level. You know what I mean? Like, have some sort of system where it's easier to just scale it, but maybe that's feasible. Maybe it's not. If not, I would say I would personally scrap Unreals. I don't personally dig it, and it's a great opportunity to make evergreen content, but it's not executed that way. So it's like, oh, now you can use all your ability. You can experience this fight at max level, at least for this expansion. And then it's outdated again as soon as the next one comes along, which I don't know. It's the perfect way to give everybody what they want, but I don't know the logistics around it. They can't even add more glamour spots right now because of their antiquated system at the moment. So I don't know. It feels like just about anything is asking too much these days, especially when I'm getting feedback for ideas. They're just like, well, the support, they can't do it. They can't make the game better. They can't fix this thing. They can't do this or that because the code, they're held back. It's like, all right, how long are we going to like go along with these? Yeah, it doesn't stop it from being true, but geez Louise, it's annoying that we can't just hope that things get better because we're just stuck with a bad system. So anyway, getting too heated there. The next thing being duty support. I don't personally go through this. I think it's interesting that they're making it so that NPCs can finish the fight for you, which is kind of good for me if I want to go through. I hope that it doesn't look like it's just for these two duties. It looks like in general, going in with trusts will allow you to die without ending the entire fight, which is good. As much as I want people to get good and do better, they at least have a limit of two lives. Once you die twice, I think it's over. Or once you die the third time, it might be over. If you still die, they will give you two lives. Let's see. Not too much detail given, apparently, but I'm okay with extra chances just because the trusts kill me so freaking often, dude. I'll go to a safe spot and then another NPC is like, no, I'm going there. And they won't adjust. And that's the thing, is that they have their predetermined spot and you don't know until you've gotten killed by them. So dying to that sucks. I hate that. I've had Alfino chase me down, you know, where I'm like, okay, I see a whole bunch of free areas to go to, but now only one is actually free. So I have to find the one that the NPCs are not going to, which is really annoying. So I'm glad that they have chances. As much as I'm saying, I'm usually the one that's like, to stop holding players' hands, make them learn things before they get into like higher level content. Make them do the stuff right. So at least there's limited chances, but I'm glad that it's not over immediately. I don't do trusts. I do some stuff for MSQ, but normally I'm also doing it with Nest members, and I think you guys appreciate that a little bit more. If not, then I'll do it with trusts during like expansion launches and stuff like that. Again, big fan of the trust system. I don't like doing it because it's slow. I don't like dungeons. I think combat in the game is slow and dungeon mechanics are really boring. However, like I was saying, in other instances, I really like when we have opportunities for this game to go offline one day and not just disappear. Trusts will at least allow the main story and dungeons to be played for people offline. And you may be like, well, it's an MMO. Why are you going to play it alone? Yeah, you're not going to get all the experiences of MMO play unless people boot up private servers, which they probably will at some point. But for things like movements like the Stop Killing Games, it allows the story, which is a big part of Final Fantasy, this series, it allows the story to be preserved and allows people to experience it and go through all the stuff and at least do that much. So I think that's cool. I do wish there were more interesting mechanics for battle in combat. Like, because that's usually other games' claim to fame or lame, right? The combat system is really good or it's really bad. But right now it's just you hit your abilities in a certain rotation. You're independent of everybody else aside from tanking and healing and all that, which is, I guess, fine on its own, but man, it's 2-minute rotation stuff is boring as heck, and there's no interaction between characters really aside from the typical trinity that you see in MMOs. Anywho, let's see, we got a new PvP series starting, more action adjustments, a new frontline map and campaign. More frontline and then more rewards. That'd be neat. I do like PvP rewards. I don't know if I'll have time to actually engage. Even now, that I've had a little extra time to do stuff. We got through Pilgrim Traverse. We got to floor 100. It was good. I don't know if we'll do an update on that. You'll see the video. You'll see the video on what we do. I'm planning something a little different for that video. We'll see if I can get it done before the 16th. Hopefully a month is enough time to do that, but we'll see. The Phantom Weapons, finally, we get to do stuff in the Occult Crescent, so that'll give me a reason to log into that. I might actually go in at some point to level up those jobs. We'll see how busy things are. I still don't know the best way to level up the jobs. I don't know if I could gold grind and level up the jobs, if that, it should work, like, right? You still get experience for that stuff, but anyway, we get Mystic Knight, Dancer, and Gladiator. Gladiator looks sick as heck. And, like, I want that face mask. I want that helmet. Whatever it is. It looks almost Terraria-esque from the live letter slide. It looks really cool. Yeah, I'm glad they're addressing that. I really didn't like that. I thought it was silly that you couldn't get the Aether Well from anything except for Dungeon Roulette. It's a huge miss. A huge miss, in my opinion. So now it seems like they've learned we're going to get to do stuff in the Occult Crescent. And I would rather do anything, just about anything, than synced content. I would rather Poetics Tomes grind than go into synced content anymore. This Relic Step has ruined it for me. Some people are like, "Yeah, hey, you mean a baby." Whatever. I think it is mind-numbingly boring to go into synced content. The only way I survive it is by going in on White Mage, where there's only two buttons to hit anyway. Let me clarify. Two buttons to hit in non-raid content, non-EX content. Looks like we're getting accessories in the Occult Crescent as well that'll have certain effects, but it doesn't seem like they are going to be... There's no details on that just yet. I think we'll go into it. I think Variant... We have stuff on Variant Dungeon later, but I still would like other ways to get gear. We've got a lot of places with gear. It should be 24 man viable at the very least, I think. Having that level would be fine. Or if we're a patch later and there's stuff to grind for that pumps up an item or a piece of gear's item level to raid level, I think that's kind of cool. I think more ways to gear is fine, though, because we had this discussion before with the armor. I do like having the best armor in the game, the best gear, having best in slot and all that stuff, but it just doesn't, it's like, for what, really? To do some content faster, I suppose, but otherwise it's not a big deal. And it also feels like they're trying to make things take longer regardless. Like, yeah, here's all this extra gear, but now we're going to, like, put an item level cap on a dungeon or something. Usually they only do that for the releases, but it's just annoying for me, where I'm like, I want some benefits to this. Stop taking it away. But it's invalidated immediately as soon as the new raid tier drops. So it's like, why bother at some point? Why get so hung up on gear then? May as well make better rewards for people overall. As far as the, let's see, cosmic exploration is the next thing. I don't really care. I've fallen out of it. The items look cool. Like, the weapons look cool. It's not something I'm going to be spending time on. There's going to be way too much to do. I barely get to play the game during a lull like this. I've gotten the opportunity to almost finish. I'm working on my Deathlock Lux. So I finally got at least the gun with the coral head from Heaven's Word for my machinist. And I've been sitting on that quest for, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, about 2.5 years, where I just have not gotten to it. I just didn't want to get the Aether Sand or whatever. I forgot how easy it was to actually get when I actually looked at it. I went, oh, this was not as bad as I thought it was. Because I just looked at the Amber Encased Vialkin. I was like, nope, not doing that. It was a lot better once I finally got around to it. So almost done with that. But then there's other games that I want to play. So I will give it to the game. I will give it to 14 that if you want to just play the game, there's plenty of stuff to do even between patches. But then again, I'm talking as somebody who my work day, it's like, yeah, I work by playing the game, but most of my day is editing from the 3 hours that I played early or later on or the previous day. So editing just takes up so much time. Oh man. Part of me is looking forward to having new content to edit up. And then the other part is like, I don't want to edit anymore. I'm so ready to pass it on to somebody else and focus on other things, but it's all right. We'll get there. Taking a break from the tabletop has allowed me to work on a few extra shorts. Though, again, something that I'd much rather pass on to other people. We're just not there yet. My channel is not even close to big enough for that. Maybe if we're consistent, we stay consistent, things will grow again. Please, Square, make a good announcement during the next live letter and bring people back into the game and help us enjoy this a little bit more like we used to. Give us some new stuff. Aside from that, let's see. Yeah, there's ruin exploration. Exploration for the... It looks like the cosmic exploration, at least, is very cool. It looks like a fallen civilization, and you get to... Very Medion-esque. You see that kind of sphere in the middle. It reminds me of Ultima Thule. So we'll see. We'll see what that actually entails. I think it's really cool what they're doing with it. But, yeah. Moving on to the variant dungeon. New variant dungeon is basically getting drawn into a storybook, it looks like. So that... I believe that's how they explained the cartoonish... Looks like somebody just threw up a rainbow on this, in the screenshot here. And it is called The Merchant's Tale. So it looks interesting enough. What I'm most interested in is how they've changed things. So the variant dungeon itself is you explore, you go through different paths, right? You unlock different stuff. You get rewarded by unlocking all the things and by finding all the stuff. It's really cool. But now the special thing... Like, oh yes, of course, we get some cool rewards or whatever, some mounts and whatnot. Instead of it going variant, criterion, criterion, savage, we are getting variant advanced. So now it's just boss battles. And you go into each boss, which however, in whatever order you want, and then you get a reward for beating that boss, and you can leave at any time and keep that reward. I think that's fantastic. And then you get a bonus for beating all of them. I could definitely see getting people to do this in the 0.5 patch once we're done with raids. And extreme trial stuff. Definitely go back and do that, or Heaven on High, because that's the only other deep dungeon that I haven't finished at this point. And I like to have it under my belt, and I'm not soloing it. But yeah, that's really cool. So then it's a variant dungeon advanced, and then criterion. So I think that is cool. And then criterion is high difficulty duty, features even more challenging versions of the three boss battles from the normal variant with increased strength and more punishing mechanics. It's cool. It's good. More gear, which I'm not... The female stuff is hot, like that naval exposure. And hips, the male is... Okay, looks like more Thavnarian pants. A flying carpet, that's a nice reward there. It looks really big. I'd be interested to see if you can fit more than one person on that. Or if it's just a giant magic carpet. At least one other person, right? And then seeing a whole new world as you fly your unsuspecting companion around. I thought we were gonna go do maps. Don't you dare close your eyes as you like fly off into the other direction. Now we're getting teased into Corvos since Grahatia said they got flying carpets in there. I don't know. I forget what that is. While you explain it, we got UI customization, which is fine. But the main thing for raiding is that we get strategy boards. Yippee! We get to finally tell our strats to each other without having to pull out Photoshop and crap, and we can collaborate together at the same time. Oh my goodness, this is going to be so good. And it's like the built-in stuff, so we don't have to wait for websites to be updated. We can just have everything we need and hopefully not be spoiled. I don't know how they're going to deal with that. It seems like things will just be very basic, but or we'll just have to be careful on our own as we are now. I'm looking forward to that though. This is going to be so good. Finally, hopefully we get it with this next patch. And they're not like, sorry, something went wrong with it again. You're going to have to wait again after the raid tier is done. And then we all just cry ourselves to sleep. The command panel is really cool. That'll be really helpful because I do have a lot of emotes that I want to have a lot of the time, but I just don't have the space on my hotbars to put them on. So this will be really, really nice. And it looks like we can put in our... Oh, that'll help me keep my stuff clean as well. Because I have my jobs on my sidebar, some side hotbars. Just put them into one of these control or command panels. That'll be so helpful. Post-Endwalker, Scion, goodbye to Rising Stone's party back in 6.0. Graha more or less dropped tease about it. Okay. Yeah. So, and then I think the final thing about this is the glamours, right? Talking about the being able to glam any armor from anything, and then still you have to keep the weapons the same, which is totally fine. I did have hope that because it was like single-handed that we could use crafting gear on a gladiator paladin. I had hope. I had some hope, but that's cool. It's cool. I actually haven't heard. I'm sure there are some people out there like my immersion, my fantasy or whatever. But I'm personally just more annoyed at tank gear being separate. I would have been fine at that. If it's a striking or even even like striking, scouting, aiming, whatever, those all could be shared among those classes, those same jobs. I just hated having, like, especially for my samurai and my monk, I just couldn't apply glamours to each other because some of them were monk exclusive or samurai exclusive. And now I can have my monk gear on my samurai and not have to worry about my portrait. That's going to be the big thing, is that my portraits are no longer going to crap out every time because I'm going to have a same look. I can be a sam monk, yeah. I'm excited for this. This is really good. I'd love to have my... Because my favorite tank gear... It's actually really hard. But one of my favorite pieces of tank gear is the Lion Liege from early, like, 2.0. The Bossian Fending set is another one. But just being able to have that Lion gear on other tanks as well when I'm feeling in the mood is going to be great. Because otherwise... I think the biggest issue was that you would glam some gear and then switch to another set, and then because you're not in a sanctuary, then you don't get to it doesn't glam anymore, and then your glam just goes away because it's just the default gear without it. So I'm happy to get rid of that issue. Remember from the live letter, they mentioned that it won't be level locked either. So end game gear as a glam on a level 5 monk. That's interesting. Cue all the people that are like, it's gonna make people who are not as far in the game not want to play anymore because they're just gonna see everybody with the endgame stuff and be like, what's the point? I'm not looking that cool. Same argument about not having synced abilities in lower level content. But let's see, what else is here? We have the Orzean Symphony. I'm not interested in going out. Still a pain in the butt for me. Still super anxiety inducing. The FanFest is still a big toss-up for me. I'm leaning 80% no. Anyway, please note it's for glam purposes, but don't think I can wear endgame gear for stats as a level 1 sprout. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. That would be funny. I've been kind of getting that same vibe doing synced content, unsynced. I'm very glad that the old relics allow you to do that. So going through with my machinist and beating A9 Savage with in 1:04 was my record that day with that because I had to have that relic weapon equipped. With level 100, I could probably shave a lot off that time, but. Yeah, I wanted to go over this because I did have people asking me. I wanted it all in one place for my thoughts on things because I know not everybody can watch every stream. And we'll see. I'm trying to stay consistent with the Echo Chamber stuff. I'm not going to be able to do it, like I said earlier, with all of the stuff going on with the raids because every day is going to be just jam full of stuff and I'm not going to have extra time unless I do it super early. And I suppose I could do it that way. We'll see, though, because doing it super early, I'll just have to record on my own. No point streaming when everybody's at work, you know what I mean? I'm not doing it over the weekend, but that I think about does it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, again, you can check out my Patreon to get all access to that stuff or be a YouTube member to get similar rewards. I've been putting out those shorts, been scheduling them for later so that people can access them early as part of those perks, get the director's cuts, Discord access, or art, specially made artwork. And of course, Gamer Subs, the other big sponsor of the channel, is great for energy. It's a great energy supplement. It's got that L-theanine in it so that the caffeine doesn't cause a spike, nor does it cause the subsequent crash, which is very nice. So I personally like it, though I do stick with the caffeine free because as much as I enjoy soda, I know too much of it is not good. So you still get a sweetened experience beverage without the sugar. And so you can kind of make the healthier choice there if water is too boring, like I tend to think it is. But anyway, if you want to support, use code NEST when checking out, get 10% off all that stuff. And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. It's a shorter one today, but one that I wanted to get out of the way because we had content to do. We've got other topics to go over in the future. I'm going to try and get more people in here to have more of a conversation. So it's not just me yapping. Anywho, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all have a great rest of your day, night, wherever you are. God bless you all, and we will see you next time.